You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I have a bracket in my hand right here. The bracket of integrity, Greeny. Yes, Greeny. Right here, we want to get to the bottom of what's going to happen in the tournament with a guy that knows a thing or two about college hoops. I talked to him on BetQL over the weekend. He is a wealth of knowledge. Tom Casale is with us. Sportsline. Tom, thank you so much. We appreciate you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it, bud.
Please forgive us for our little panic before we brought you on. We just found out maybe our cars are going to get towed any minute.
Yeah, well, that sounds a lot more important than March Madness.
in the immediate. Big picture, no. But for this afternoon, yes.
Not as of Thursday. So let's start with who got jobbed the most with either region or seeding that you thought had a chance to make a deep run and you like a lot less now that the bracket came out?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, there were some teams. I think, like a lot of people, I was surprised that Florida Atlantic was that high of a seed. I don't think it's going to impact their tournament. You know, I think Iowa State is a team that I bet at 100-1 a while ago. And they're the number two with UConn. That's the toughest region, in my opinion. So I know some people thought Iowa State could be a one. I think they would have had a lot easier path to a Final Four and a deep tournament run. But putting them in the East with UConn and all those other tough teams, I think that's the team that might get tripped up earlier than I would like them to.
I love this Arizona team. I only saw them a couple times out there on the West Coast. I don't know if I trust them or not because I don't know what the Pac-10 is or was. I mean, it's hard for us here on the East Coast really to see them enough. But what do you make of this Arizona squad, Tom?
They're talented. It is hard. They play a tough non-conference guy. I mean, they play teams in the non-conference, so you have to give them credit for that. The Pac-12 was really bad, really bad. I'm going against Washington State in round one. But you look at it, there was two Pac-12 teams securely in the tournament, Arizona and Washington State. Colorado was the last team in, so they could have been in or out, and Oregon needed a tournament run to get in. So you're talking about a Power 5 conference that really had two tournament-worthy teams. So it was down. So the one thing I'll say about teams like Arizona, and this might apply to FAU too, sometimes when you're in those conferences, you get a little bored. And it's hard to get up every night. If you're not up in the Big 12, you're going to get slaughtered. If you're not up in the SEC, you're going to get slaughtered. But I think sometimes, to me, Arizona didn't look like they were playing with the kind of intensity that they do coming off a loss. If you look at Arizona coming off a loss, they slaughter teams. You know, people like USC in the Pac-12 tournament, as soon as I saw they had Arizona in their second game, I said, no shot. Arizona will blow them out because when they're focused, Arizona is very tough to beat.
I'm looking at my bracket right now. I'm having a hard time not having UConn win the national title and cut down the nets. They've been the best team in college basketball this year. They're the defending champion. They might have the best coach, maybe the best roster. But everybody is picking Connecticut. Is that a reason for me not to?
No. Connecticut's the best team. I didn't pick them just because I wanted to be a little different if I'm in a bracket pool towards the end, you know what I mean? And maybe you get an edge if somebody can beat UConn in the Final Four. But if you said to me, your life depends on it, you have to pick one team to win the NCAA tournament, it wouldn't take me 3 seconds to tell you UConn. They're the best overall team. Here's the best way I can describe UConn. I thought St. John's played one of the best games I've seen any team play all year. and they were losing by 11 with 3 minutes to go against UConn. That's how good UConn is when they're on their game. I don't think anybody can beat them.
Tom Casale with us here on Grant and Danny, breaking down the NCAA tourney. There are a couple teams that are enigmas to me, Tom. I mean, maybe like probably more than a couple, but someone like Kentucky, who's so obviously talented, so, so good, but hasn't always been consistent with results. I think there's probably a handful of teams like that. Give me one of these boom or bust teams that you could see making it to, making it to April, or could be out the opening weekend.
Well, there's a couple of them. Kentucky's obviously one of them. Yeah, it was Kentucky. What you're looking for if you bet a Kentucky future is you want them to get out of Florida and Marquette. I don't know if they will, but there's one team in that region that matches up well with Houston, and that's Kentucky, because they can score. Kentucky has shown no problems scoring on anyone. Auburn, Tennessee, they can hang 80 or 90 on any team. That could be the recipe to beat Houston. The question is, do they get there? Another team that's an obvious, they could lose by 20 on Thursday, or they could go to the Elite Eight, is BYU, because BYU shoots a ton of threes. And if they're on, they're going to be tough to beat. But in that early game, Duquesne, if it's a sleepy kind of game, they could go out early. And then the other one to me, I'm not overly high on them in general. I do like them in their first round matchup. I'm in the vast minority. Alabama, I think Alabama will run Charleston off the court. But then that second round matchup against St. Mary's, it's the difference for me between Kentucky and Alabama is Kentucky has shown the ability to play a little bit of defense. Alabama doesn't like to play any defense. So it's hard for me to see them make it a deep, deep tournament run.
Give me a 2 seed and a 3 seed that could be in trouble. It seems to always be either a loss by one of those seeds or they're on the ropes late. Give me the team that could be most on upset watch.
Yeah, the 2 seeds, I looked at that. Here's the problem with Tennessee. Like, if Tennessee had won the SEC championship, I'd say watch out. They lost back-to-back games at the end of the year. So they're coming in. You're not going to get them not motivated, I don't think, against St. Peter's. I don't think South Dakota State is a great matchup for Iowa State. Marquette could be fully healthy against Western Kentucky. So if I had to throw one out there, and I don't have metrics or anything, but just kind of the March Madness thing, Long Beach State fired their coach like 2 weeks ago and they're in the tournament, right? So, and we mentioned Arizona sometimes isn't motivated. Maybe that's kind of a March story in that first half or so, or they're giving Arizona Long Beach State fired their coach. So I would pick that one probably just because you can't trust Arizona all the time. And the 3 seed, I think, that could be in the most trouble is Illinois. This is another team I don't trust. When their offense is rolling, they look good. They don't always play defense. Moorhead State has a couple of guys who are better than your typical mid-major. So if Illinois, just coming off that Big Ten championship, if they're not motivated for that game, they could be in trouble.
A couple of locals are in action this evening. Virginia, I couldn't tell you what the hell happened to them. I saw them look good a couple times. It looked like they'd never seen a basketball in a handful of games that they lost. And then Howard here locally. What are the chances of those two guys?
Well, obviously, like most people, I'm not high on Virginia because they have trouble scoring. But, a buddy of mine years ago always used to bet the team that nobody wanted in the tournament and nobody thought should get in the tournament, because he had a theory they're going to rally around that. If there's one team that can come in and make America miserable, Virginia, right? That's the type of team that nobody wants to see. You can see them. I think the Mountain West is a little bit overrated. I could see them stymieing Colorado State. And then Texas, who has a ton of talent, that's a team you can frustrate if they end up playing Texas. So I could see Virginia winning a game or two just because of their style of play. And I like Howard in the first game. I think they get by that game. And then obviously the season's going to be over.
Yeah, it's going to be fun for them, I guess, to get into the tournament, but they could be cannon fodder for North Carolina. Hey, one more local here as you're broadcasting with us in D.C. on Grant and Danny before we let you go. Tom Casale is with us. JMU, the 12 seed, drew Wisconsin, a 5 seed in the South. What's that matchup like for them? How much of a chance do you give them to advance to take on the winner of Duke, Vermont?
I give them a very good chance. this is the game I'm looking forward to the most. I bet the over. I thought 144 and a half was a little low. I made it 147. You guys know JMU likes to play fast. I bet Michigan State before the season. I like the team. I was wrong. Okay. I watched that game against James Madison. I know it's only one game, but I said after that game, if you took the jerseys off those players, you wouldn't know who was who. Now James Madison isn't as deep as Big Ten, but when you look at the starting five or six players, they are very talented. And here's the problem with Wisconsin. They're one of the worst three-point defenses in the country. So I think the first 10 minutes of that game is crucial, because if James Madison is hitting shots and they force Wisconsin to play their style, I think they got a great shot at an upset. If they let Wisconsin, they get up 22-11 and Wisconsin can turtle up and milk possession, then I think they're in trouble. So that first 10 minutes for JMU, I think, will dictate if they can win that game.
Tom, is Purdue going to Purdue?
I don't know if they're going to Purdue. Here's my problem with Purdue is, at some point the guards are going to have to win games in the tournament, right? I do think, see, that region to me is the region where it's a prove-it region for Purdue and Tennessee, but I can also see Purdue and Tennessee meeting in the Elite Eight. You know, I don't like Kansas. I don't like Gonzaga. I think Creighton's a little bit overvalued. Texas can surprise if they show up. But to me, that bracket really sets up well for Purdue versus Tennessee. And when they get to Tennessee, if they get to that Elite Eight, I think Tennessee can throw a lot of bodies at Edie and rack up fouls. And I also think they're very athletic on the perimeter, and that's going to cause Purdue's guard some issues. So I have Purdue going to the Elite Eight, but I think Tennessee's a bad matchup for them.
Tom Casale, college basketball expert, getting us ready for the tournament, helping you fill out your brackets. Thank you for the time. We appreciate you.
Anytime. Enjoy the games.
Thanks, Tom.
NOLA.com and a college basketball analyst with Sportsline as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.